The gospel lesson this evening is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14. We read verses 1 and then 7 through 14. This is what is written. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, "Give this person your seat." Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, "Friend, move up to a better place." Then you will be honored in the presence of all your fellow guests. For everyone who exalts himself, will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers, or relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We're now going to take a short commercial break. So I will be right back, and hopefully you'll be able to decipher this, what's on the screen.
It's all about me.
It is all about you. Now, the greatest collection of me worship ever assembled on one CD.
It's all about now, I lift my name on high.
All 20 songs, all about you. This amazing collection is great to share with friends, if you have any. Everyone can join in the worship with you, for you, and about you. Because you are unique, and you love you.
There is none like me. No one else.
All this for only $19.95.
Like
operators
do.
Are standing by to serve you.
And I am why I sing, and I am why I live.
If you order now, you'll also receive a second CD of Yuletide favorites.
I sing. No.
1-800-ME-ME-ME or order online at me-myself-and-I.com. Call today because no one can praise you like you.
Let us bow our heads in prayer. We thank you, O Lord, for this time of worship. And we thank you that you are here, laughing with us, singing with us, crying with us, and speaking to us as we listen. May the Holy Spirit open our hearts and our minds, our ears, our eyes, so that we can hear your voice and see how you are with us this day. And every day. We thank you for speaking to us your words of truth so that we can live as your sons and daughters in this world, bringing the transformation, bringing the love, bringing your light. We pray all this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the gospel lesson that we just read, Jesus was invited to a Pharisee's house. And as he arrived, and as he was settling down, you know, Luke tells us that people were watching him very closely. But if we read the story, it seems like Jesus was watching them even more closely. So what did Jesus witness as people arrived and taking their place around the table? What was Jesus seeing?
It sounds like he saw everybody trying to get the best seats.
Yes, yes. Jesus saw everyone as they arrived vying for the best seat. Now, why is seating so important? Is it important? What's that? Oh, yes. It's very important. Those who came early today, they all sat over here so that they're in the shade. Yes. So seating is important because it keeps the sun out of your eyes, but also seating is important because there's a head of the table, right? And how you sit, where you sit, kind of gives you the sense of value. Right? It gives you the sense of how important you are and how good you are. And so, yeah, seating is important. Did you know in the White House, there is a person with the position of chief of protocol? And what this person does every day, all day, is worry about who's going to be sitting where, like at state dinners, because seating is that important. So as guests arrived for dinner, they were all vying for the seat, the best seat. Who's closer to the head of the table? Because if the closer you get, the more important you are. Or at least that's what we think. But as Jesus is pointing this out and kind of telling the people, like, you know what? When you come in, don't sit in the most important place. Because if there's someone who's more important than you are, and then the host will come and say, excuse me, can you go sit over there? Because I have this person here who needs to sit here. So then how humiliated will you feel? So here's the tip. Jesus says, when you come, rather than sitting at the top, sit in the lowest position. And then the host will come and say, Patty, why are you sitting over there in the sun? Come, move over here. And he says, if you do that, then people are going to look at you and say, look how humble she is. And you will be honored rather than being humiliated. Do you like this story? You do? Well, good. Because you know what? I don't like this story. You don't like it, right? Well, thank you for being so honest. Yeah. Actually, I don't like this story because this is not a very nice story. Yeah, because you know what? It exposes us. It exposes things that we do unseen, things we think about, or little actions that we do that we hope that nobody will notice. But Jesus is kind of exposing it, opening it bare, and say, look, guys, this is what you do. And rather than doing this, how about trying it this way? So what do we do? You know, just like everyone who came to that dinner, we do the same. Black Friday. Okay? On a Black Friday, Has anyone been out by Best Buy 3 a.m. waiting to get in? Has anyone been have ever done that? But we've seen it, right? We've seen it on TV. People line up outside of those big stores just so that they can run in as soon as the door opens to get what? You know, 50-inch TV for $100, you know, for a good deal. They are willing to stand out there, wait, and then run in, push everybody out of my way so that I could be the first one to dash and get my prize. Don't, right? But see, it's not just those people who are crazy enough to go there 3 a.m. and stand online. In a way, we all do that, one way or the other. As we are driving to a shopping mall, and it's busy. There aren't too many parking lots there that you see. And so as you're driving around, there is one right there. And, oh, you see another car coming that side. So what do you do? Like, quick, hurry, push the accelerator so you could get in before that person does. Is that what you do? I do that. Thank you. I do that. You know, Dan gets upset at me because I say, "Oh, there, hurry up," and he says, "Come on, Grace." I do that. So this is what Jesus is pointing out: is, you know, this is what you do. Granted, it's kind of human to do that, because all of us, we have this innate instinct of self-preservation. So anything, anytime, everywhere, when we see that this is what I need, you know, it just kicks in, and then we just go for it. If we think that that's going to make us look more important, if we think that that's going to put us in front of other people, if we think that that's going to help us get ahead, you know, we are programmed to lunge and go for that. But Jesus says, you know what? Rather than going with your instinct, there's a better way. And the better way is willing to humble ourselves, willing to suppress our innate desire, and willing to take the last spot so that someone else can take what is better. Make sense? You know, this is a very hard teaching, because it kind of rubs us in the wrong way. You know, it ruffles our feathers because it's keeping us from getting the best thing or being the first or, you know, doing all of things that we've been drilled from our young age. You know, our competitive nature, Jesus is saying, put that aside a little bit and look around and see what's going on and have the grace, the humility to put yourself at the end of the line. There's an ancient rule of Saint Benedict that illustrates this humility, which is, I call it the way of Christ. I call it Jesus manners. And this is what the rule of Saint Benedict says. You know, if you have the image of Jacob's ladder, remember the Jacob's ladder? As Jacob was sleeping, he saw a ladder that reaches up to heaven, and and there were angels ascending and descending. So picture that ladder, and in the rule, this is what it says. Without doubt, we should understand that climbing up is achieved by humbling ourselves. And going down the ladder is done by praising ourselves or building ourselves up to the extreme. So it's kind of, does it make sense to you? Saying if we want to go up to heaven, we can do that by humbling ourselves, bringing ourselves down. And we go down the ladder when we try to put ourselves up, when we try to puff ourselves up. You know, as I said before, I often find myself going down the ladder. In those moments when I say or do things so that others will notice me or be impressed with me instead of Jesus in me. In those moments when I quick look around for the best morsel, best spot, best things for me, these are the moments I go down the ladder. The way to go up the ladder is the smallest grace-filled gestures that is steeped in humility that Jesus teaches. Maybe by letting someone else drive in front of us while during rush hour, letting the person come in. To give a generous token tip at a restaurant or at a hotel as we are leaving. Or take the furthest parking spot so that an elderly person or someone with children can be closer to the building. Or be generous and understanding in heart rather than complaining or criticizing other people. Take the broken pieces of the cookie on the tray so that other people can take the whole one. To ask others, how was your day? Instead of expecting that they are going to hear how my day went. So now, why is Jesus teaching us this other way of being and living? See, when we are focused on ourselves, when it's all about me, when it's me, 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 what happens is that our view gets very myopic, that all I could see is me, what I want, just navel-gazing. And it keeps us from seeing what's going on out in the world. It keeps us from seeing where is God working with us. It keeps us from seeing other people. So when we take our eyes off of us, then finally we can look around. We can see God. We can see those who are in need. We can see a friend. We can see our families. And when we see, we then begin to be agent of transformation, that we can begin to bring the change that's going to make this world look more and more like God's kingdom. Because that's what God wants. God wants this world to be God's kingdom, where God's love is everywhere, among people, among families, among friends, where God's peace is shared, where God's joy is celebrated. But when we are about me, then it keeps us from being that transforming agent of bringing God's kingdom. As I watch and hear through the election process, I know some of you are already rolling your eyes, because, you know, it hurts me to hear the rhetorics of both candidates, and all I hear is me, me, me. It's like, what if they change their rhetoric and instead of talking about how great they are, because I mean, we already know they are pretty good, special people to be doing what they're doing. Maybe they can start talking about how they're going to make a difference in the world, in our country, how they're going to help those who are in need, how they're going to make our society better, how they're going to serve, how they're going to help all of us to serve one another so that we can have a better world. You know, sometimes I wonder how our country would be different, or how this election process would be different if they start speaking like Jesus did, if they start talking in Jesus' terms. Well, we can't do anything about them, but we can certainly do something about us, right? How we talk to each other, how we treat one another, how we are with each other. So rather than vying for the best places, maybe if we start looking like, okay, how can I give Jean the best spot? How can I make it so that she is comfortable in the shade? What if we all did that for one another? And we can do that at our other gatherings with our friends, and maybe we can begin to spread that Jesus manner so that our world can become more like the kingdom of God here on earth. May the Lord bless us so that we have the courage to let go some of our needs, our wants, to be gracious to those around us. And may God's presence real wherever we go. Amen.